The chair of the Armed Services Committee, Arizona Senator John McCain, joined the chorus of voices this week expressing concern about the nomination of Mark Green for Army Secretary.
Green's nomination has been controversial because of comments he's made about the LGBT community, including calling transgender a, quote, disease. Dozens of House Democrats have called for the Senate to reject Green's nomination, saying it would be a blow to LGBT soldiers who they say wouldn't be guaranteed to be able to serve without discrimination. And the show's Lauren Gilger is here with reaction to this. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So I spoke with Matthew Thorne about this. He's the executive director of OutServe Service Members Legal Defense Network. They serve as a watchdog for service members and veterans affected by the repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell law. And first I asked him about the reaction this news is getting from service members who are already out.
I think everyone is a little on edge and a little concerned. His past comments about the LGBT community, about women, about Muslims are really atrocious and quite frankly deplorable. So I think there is a concern from service members and just the community as a whole over the fact that President Trump nominated this individual to be Secretary of the Army.
So what effect could his appointment have on current service members who are out? Could this send people back to the era of Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
It would take a pretty mighty effort to come even close to reinstating Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Service that would require DOD to really go back on its word 6 years later, and the service chiefs don't like throwing that much chaos into the system. They've never gone back on any advancements that they've made over the last 100 years. I don't expect them to on this, but you know, the rhetoric that comes out of Mark Green is atrocious. If you are an LGBT service member and you're hearing that, I mean, you can't help but think that that's going to have an effect on morale and therefore readiness to a degree, in the sense that, you know, you have the person who is leading, you know, the civilian leader of the Army that doesn't view you as an equal person in our country. And I think that is, quite frankly, it's really deplorable. And, you know, he shouldn't be in that position if that's going to be his way of thinking. Our Army and our military is one of the most diverse around the world. The military has had a long history of diversity and inclusion, and he just is a complete opposite of that and doesn't represent that.
How many LGBTQ service members do we know who are serving today? Is it a rising number?
It is. The estimate from when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed and the lift on the ban on transgender service members, the estimates are anywhere between 90,000 and 130,000 right now. So our overall military force is about 1.9 million. So that kind of puts it, you know, around 10%. And it's increasing. We know that LGBT people have a higher rate of enlistment and joining the military. So that number is only going to increase.
Yeah. And I wonder what roots of advocacy or activism are allowed within the military if voices of people who are already out and are serving want to push back on something like what a Mark Green might say?
They're quite restrictive. The military has a very lengthy policy as it relates to, you know, political commentary and how you conduct yourselves and, you know, being involved in protests and stuff like that. A lot of it revolves around not being in uniform. You have to be very mindful of what you post on, you know, social media. If you're at work, you know, you're not going to be taking any, you know, steps or statements or anything like that. They do have a lot of restrictions on active duty service members on how they are going to be involved in the political process, if at all.
Yeah. So you said 10% and rising, this population within the military. Is there still a long way to go? Do you think that the military has sort of become an open and diverse place in, that most people who are LGBTQ feel comfortable coming out? Or do you think a lot of people still would prefer not to talk about it?
Well, you know, it's an individual process on coming out. But the military, particularly the service chiefs and the Pentagon, you know, even under Secretary Mattis, you know, is still an environment that you can, you know, relatively feel supported and comforted. We know of a lot of commanders and the Army Service Chief of Staff and the CNO and the Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs have come a long way. You know, I will call them allies. Probably a lot of people wouldn't, but they've come a long way on understanding LGBT issues. But we also have heard of commanders that can be discriminatory, you know, just like society is, you know, our country as a whole. You know, the military is very reflective of that as well. So where you have issues in the United States, you know, also have individuals in the military who just haven't come along with it.
And do you think if Mark Green is appointed, do you think that this could affect recruitment possibilities?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a valid question to have, and a valid question that should be pointed to Mark Green. You know, you can't recruit the best people if you're going to have individuals who are hostile and discriminatory to those individuals. They're just not going to subject themselves to that, particularly in the era that we live in now, where, you know, society itself has come such a long way. You know, from my standpoint, I do think we'd have a hard time with recruitment in the Army because of those stances and because of the view of who he is and what he said and how he's acted.
All right. Matthew Thorne is the executive director of OutServe Service Members Legal Defense Network. Matthew, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.